Mums to be warned off booze. Janjira Ngunak, age 39, wishes she could turn back time and had not consumed alcohol during her pregnancy. It has been more than 3 years since her son Owen was born, but the baby has not learned to speak and does not listen to her. Doctors have diagnosed her son with autistic and hyperactive symptoms. Her son now needs special care and love by his parents and has to be closely watched by mental health experts since his physical and mental growth was badly affected by Ms. Janjira's drinking and smoking habits. The health problems affecting her son have made her realize that she must stay strong not only for herself but also for Owen's sake. Ms. Janjira has now quit drinking. She told a seminar in Bangkok on the dangers of drinking during pregnancy. I knew I was 4 months pregnant, but I didn't stop drinking during that time. My family problems distracted me from the alcohol's effect on the baby until it was too late, she said. I don't want other mothers to feel sorry for the rest of their lives, like me. Ms. Janjira is now helping in a campaign to persuade women to stop drinking during pregnancy. A survey of 772 pregnant women in 9 provinces across the country by the Center for Alcohol Studies, or CAS, showed 12.6% of them drank during pregnancy. Oratai Waliwong, a CAS researcher, warned that drinking during pregnancy could be harmful to an unborn baby. Alcohol could lead to fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, affecting physical, mental, and brain development. Miscarriages or disabilities could be experienced in severe cases. Infants affected by FASD could be born underweight and have underdeveloped brains, short noses, flat midfaces, and thin upper lips. About 800,000 Thai babies are born a year. One study showed an estimated 89,000 Thai babies were at risk of developing FASD due to their mother's drinking during pregnancy.